Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meet Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. Along with me, Donnie Hoover. Couldn't do it without him, but if you might notice something, we're wearing two different shirts. Mm-hmm. That's because this is a joint podcast between The Big Scary Show and Wrestle Horror.
Tag team.
That's right. So we're going to be going around here, hitting up all the vendors. It is crazy busy on this floor already today.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get some of these vendors. I said there's 10 people, 20 people around every booth, and they don't want to stop. You know, they're making that money, so it's going to be hard to get them, but we'll see what we can do.
But you know what? You're right. But it's definitely oddities and curiosities. We've seen some weird shit going on here so far.
Yep, we just got here, too.
And, you know, we still got a few hours left, so you don't know what's going to happen here.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to hit the show floor, see if we can't get some interviews, hopefully. If not, then you'll just hear me and Donnie ramble for half an hour.
Yep, talking about all the weird shit we saw.
Right. All right, stay tuned.
See you guys.
I'm not going to do the big, huge intro because we've already done that. But welcome to Wrestle Horror. I'm Meat Hook Jim. That handsome fellow above me is Donnie Hoover.
Yes, sir.
And we went to the Oddities and Curiosities Expo this weekend, as you can see by our header.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll say it was definitely an interesting experience, something I wasn't quite ready for. And the crowd, I mean, you know, I expected there'd be a crowd, but it was a great turnout.
Unfortunately for people that are doing podcasts, it was too good of a turnout.
Right. Yeah. We wanted to go around and promote the show and talk to all the vendors and give them a little love. And you couldn't hardly get into the booths to look at the stuff they were selling, let alone talk to them, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. And I do not begrudge the vendors one thing. I mean, they're there to make money. This is how they make their living.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I'm very happy that it was busy for them. I'm a little bummed out that we only got two interviews.
Yeah. But which we were lucky to get those.
We were. But, you know, one of the interviews is with Michelle, the organizer of the Oddities and Curiosities Expo. And, you know, she was so accommodating for us, you know, and, you know, she understood, you know, but we're getting the word out there about the show.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's all about, is promoting the show. We do have one other interview, which is interesting to say the least, but
and they actually, that's the one place that we interviewed, was the one place that Terry actually bought something.
Right. She bought a singing bowl, didn't she?
Yeah, she was practicing with it last night, because when she first started playing with it in the truck on the way home, she wasn't doing very good, and I was kind of making fun of her. But then she got the hang of it, and now she played it again today, and she actually had it going pretty good. So yeah, she's getting the hang of it.
Oh, so what kind of music is it singing? You know, a little country, a little
rock? Yeah, it's just going woo woo woo. That's about it. That's as far as she's gotten right now. I guess you can change the pitch and stuff, and I guess she did it once by accident and made it go like real high pitch, and she don't know how she did it. So, you know, she's just getting a constant sound right now. So she'll learn more pitches and how to change the tone and all that later on, I guess.
Well, we didn't get a lot on video because for some reason people were having a hard time with cameras. So it's like, okay, you know, we get it.
And that's probably something we should have considered, because I mean, you know, not that it's any fault of anybody's, it's 100% totally cool, but like every time I'd go up to somebody and we'd ask them about interviews, you could already like automatically see their nervousness start kicking in. Like they'd start rocking back and forth, or they'd start nervous giggling, and then you go to think about it, we're at the Oddities and Curiosities Expo, which means there's a lot of weirdos, as we was calling them, like we are. You know, we were in our element because we were weirdos and a bunch of weirdos. So you go up to a bunch of people like us and, you know, put them on the spot, you know, then, you know, most of them are probably introverted, would be my guess. So when you put them on the spot to have them start talking in front of a camera, in front of a bunch of people, you know, they just automatically just start shutting down. So it's kind of tough to get some cooperation.
That makes perfect sense. But, you know, we did what we went there to do, and it was a joint venture between us and Big Scary Show. At least I got a couple of things for Big Scary Show.
Yep, there you go.
But overall, I mean, it was wow. I mean, I wish you guys could have seen some of this stuff, and I wish we had filmed more. There was a giraffe head with neck.
Yeah. Yep, full neck and everything. Probably about, 15 feet tall, maybe? More?
At least 15 feet tall. And for $5,000, it could be yours.
Right? And it was right down the aisle from the $2,800 painting.
Right. Oh, this painting was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if $2,800 is gorgeous, but it was definitely gorgeous.
It was just, if I'd had $2,800 free, I'd have bought it.
Yeah, and that was another cool thing. There was a lot of artists and stuff there at the vendor, you know, booths. So there was a lot. I probably saw, and you pointed out a couple to me, I probably saw a good 4 or 5 really nice different versions of, like, you know, Friday the 13th paintings, you know, Michael Myers paintings and sketches and, you know, just different settings, different backgrounds, different types and designs. And I was in heaven. It's like, man, these are awesome.
You know, we saw two-headed skeletons. We saw various animals in containers. There was looked like a crystal ball with an octopus in it.
Oh yeah, a lot of skulls. There's a lot of skulls around there.
Oh, I know, and I need more skulls. I've only got about 70 in my living room right now.
Right. Yeah, we saw a guy had one of the cattle skulls or whatever, had like the bull horns and all that on it, and it was so big, it was like the size of his own torso, and he's got it like wrapped, and he's holding it like a baby. He's got both his arms around it, and he's carrying this skull with the horns out, like got this biggest smile on his face, and me and Terry just started cracking up. We thought it was funny.
I got this thing for human skulls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't see any of those around except for on some t-shirts and some posters. That's about it.
No, you know, next when we get you guys down here, and we will, you're gonna walk into my living room going, oh shit.
Right. Yeah, that taxidermy guy, his t-shirt was pretty sweet though. So what did it say exactly? It said, when you're done with your skull, can we have it or something like that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, when you're done with your skull, can we have it, or can I have it, or something like that? And okay. I was like, that's hilarious.
But you know, and then they had the live freak show there. I mean,
yeah. I know when we was finishing up and wrapping up and get ready to head out, that line was forever long. It was all the way down the backside of the Bricker Building, down the past and near the concessions. So I'd probably say, just by guesstimating, I'd probably say there's at least 200 to 300 people in line there.
Right.
It wrapped around, like, right when you entered in, it wrapped around the inside of that little corner and then all the way down to the concessions. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, I wasn't waiting in that. So I didn't get to see what was in there.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that too, but maybe next time we can go and just be prepared to not get any interviews and just pick up cards.
Right. We should have tried to bullshit our way through. Like, come on, press pass. We're here with the press. Let us in and just like bypass the line.
Eh, well, it was nice. So yeah, they knew both names right away.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They knew who we were. That's cool.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Believe it or not, this is a joint podcast between the Big Scary Show and Wrestle Horror. We're here at the Oddities and Curiosities Expo, Columbus, Ohio. The floor is jam-packed. It's getting hard to talk to anybody, but we found a young lady who's willing to talk to us about her bazaar of things from the Orient. Tell everybody who you are and what you're selling.
Hello, namaste. This is Anima from Nepal. I have my dad, name is Jeff Newman, and my mom, name is Sanu Maya Dahal Buratoki. We are all the way from Nepal, and we fly, it's like 28 hours, we fly all the way to America, and we have been doing this business for 6 years, Oddities and Curiosity. I love this business, and last week we was in Indianapolis, and I love doing this business. I have been doing this business for almost 4 years. I started doing 2017, it's now 2022. I love doing business, and I have found these two gentlemen, it's very nice, and I'm very happy to talk with you guys and give you all time in my busy time. Thank you so much. And namaste. Thank you.
Very cool. Now, what kind of stuff do you guys have? I see you got a lot of wooden masks. Do you carve these and paint them yourself?
We have tapestry. Mm-hmm. It starts from 25 to 30. It's gone. Right. So we have a Big Macs and we have singing balls. Singing balls. I did demonstration and one of his friends got singing ball from me and she said it's reasonable price. So I'm very happy to be in this business. I started doing business from when I was 10 in my country, Nepal. So I love doing this business. My mom has been in this business for 25 years.
Very cool. Do you have any website or a business name?
We just have online business, Sanu's Nepali Bazaar. And we do oddities and Curious City. And we used to do Asian festival, community festival. Yes, we do all festivals and oddities.
Very cool. And what was your social media? Are you on social media or people can find you?
I do in Facebook. I just uploaded yesterday a video about making my Sanu's Nepali Bazaar, fixing my stuff yesterday, Friday.
Very cool. Well, that's great. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us here.
No problem.
On not only Wrestle Horror, but a big scary show.
Mm-hmm.
And we will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you. Namaste.
But, you know, it was... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and we saw the haunt actor girl of my dreams. it's like a lady, a very, you know, nice lady. She had to been every bit of 7 foot tall and she didn't have like high heels on or nothing. She was wearing kind of flats or like normal shoes. She was every bit of 7 foot, had tattoos, black hair. I was like, good God. I was like, if she worked at a haunt, she would be awesome. I was like, you could do so much with her.
I agree with you, man. I mean, it scares me when I walk up to a girl and have to look up to her.
Right. I wanted to go up to her and talk to her and be like, do you work at a haunted house? Because if not, I want you to. but yeah, I didn't have the courage. So, you know, I didn't know if she'd give me the hammer fist on top of the head and knock me down. But yeah, she was like a haunted house, you know, person owner's dream. You could have done so much with her.
Yes, very much so. That height and everything. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What else was there that caught our eye? There was a lot.
There was some cosplay, some cool cosplay in there. And yep. A lot of, you know, like I said, a lot of weirdos like us and had their normal garb or they got dressed up in a little bit of something to, you know, be odd and curious like the expo. So, you know, it was fun to see. And what surprised me was there's a good amount of kids there. You know, we saw a handful of kids there. I didn't think with something like that there'd be very many, but I guess so. And you know, there, like I said, there wasn't nothing bad there, so I don't see why they wouldn't come. I guess I was just expecting something different, I guess, because I'd never been.
Right. I've never been to one of these either, so you know, this was all new to me. I didn't know what to expect.
Right. It's like I thought for sure we'd at least get a, you know, talk to a few people, have some time to look around, but I was like, good Lord. And then after we were leaving, they were still coming in and it was getting even more packed. And I was like, nope, I'm out of here.
See, what I normally do when I'm at a convention or a trade show or something like that is I look for the booth that's not the busiest.
Right.
You know. And there's several different reasons I do that. Maybe they're hungrier. Maybe they want it more. Maybe they need the free push.
Uh-huh.
So I'll approach them first.
Right. Yeah. And also if you think about it from like a carny or a gimmick standpoint, you know, if your booth's not very busy and you got people with a camera wanting to come up and do interviews, that's going to draw some attention. So, you know, you figured that they would want to jump right on it and talk loud just to gather people's attention. Like, oh, look, a camera, you know, somebody's filming something, you know, something like that. But that didn't happen to be the case. It was immediate start nervous, rocking and laughing. And no, I think we're good. Thank you. I'm like, okay. Like we tried.
It's, you know, and I bet you most of them would be completely different on a Zoom call.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's what we were planning on doing. We're going to go through the vendor list and reach out to some people, and we got some cards where we could. And because, like I said, I don't blame them one bit for, you know, being too busy to where we couldn't even get in to talk to them, and, you know, because that's what they're there for. So, you know, good for them. You know, that was awesome to see. So yeah, we just figured it'd be better just to reach out to them afterwards and get them on here, and we could talk about them in a little more length about their company and what they sell, and you know, talk about the oddities and the curiosities and all that kind of stuff.
But definitely, what can you say, man? I mean, you covered it all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Right. I have to say, it was just all chaos. It was really not, you know, it was hard to retain a lot of stuff. I mean, we saw a ton of cool stuff. Yeah. We met a movie director and you kind of got weirded out or whatever with the John Wayne Gacy life-size clown. He was like, is that Gacy? I was like, I think so.
Well, it didn't weird. I looked at it going, that looks like John Wayne Gacy. It weirded out Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to say I wasn't weirded out, but at first I thought it was an actor when I first glanced at it.
Yeah. That would have been awesome if he would have like started moving.
I would have said that would have been really poor taste.
Yeah. Well, just the scares they would have got. But yeah, it wouldn't have been very tasteful for sure.
No, not at all. But yeah, that was kind of creepy. And then, you know, seeing all the taxidermy stuff, especially that giraffe. I mean, that just still tickles me.
Yep.
And they had like somebody walked out with a full-size stuffed hyena.
Oh, did they really? I didn't see that one.
It was after you guys left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got a hold of a full-size stuffed hyena.
Nice. Yeah, we saw a guy walking out with a black crow, like a posed taxidermy black crow. So that was kind of neat, because I know those are a big, you know, a big thing for, you know, the people, like the goth people and that kind of thing. So yeah, that was kind of cool to look. And he was holding it with pride, like the guy with the bull skull. He's had a hold of the bottom, you know, with that mount, and was holding it real tight so he didn't drop it.
Yeah, I saw Chris and I were sitting down having a beer over on the other side from where we sat last time.
Mm-hmm.
And down at the end of our table, a group of 20 somethings sat down, and they had bought one of those balls with the octopus in it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And he goes, I want to taste it. And he licked the ball. That's not tasting octopus, Junior.
Right. Yeah. Tasting however many people's hands has been on that.
Yeah. Right. So,
whatever. Like I said, that's the weirdos. That's our peeps.
And you know, you were talking about that one tall girl. Mm-hmm. We saw another one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And she had to be about at least 7'2".
Oh man. She was even bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Height and width.
Nice.
She was a big girl.
Like I said, those are like dream actors. You know, if you find people like that, you don't even need stilts. You just let them do their thing.
Exactly. So you never know what you're going to find at the Oddities and Curiosities Expo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm sure they'll be back. Because like I said, the turnout was fantastic. It was, you know, it was just every bit as crowded, if not more, than the Arnold. You know, it was packed. I was very surprised.
Well, all I know is those vendors, man. Donnie's not kidding. Even the slow vendors we couldn't get into.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know they made a killing. I say that singing bowl from Terry was $30, so they got 30 of our dollars.
But if you're into that, what?
I was going to say, I didn't see, I mean, I saw a lot of cool Jason stuff, but not nothing that was cool enough to where I wanted to pay the money they were asking. So
some of the prices I thought were a little high, but, you know, custom artwork that these artists have done, I get it.
Supplies and the time and effort and just skill.
They need to make a little something to make a living.
Yeah, especially the one we interviewed where Terry got the singing bowl. They had those wood carved masks and they made them themselves, and them things were awesome looking.
Yeah, everything's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
And she was cheerful.
Yeah. she was excited to be there, that's for sure. She comes all the way from Nepal. Yeah. And that's what she said, that they traveled to all the oddities and curiosities expos and come all the way from Nepal to do them. And so that was pretty cool, you know.
They must be making some pretty good money if that's what they do, is just follow the
expo. Oh yeah, I mean, if they're making a killing, why not keep doing it?
I mean, kudos to them, really.
Absolutely.
Get together. Namaste.
Did I say it right?
Namaste.
Namaste. Dhanyawad.
So that's about it.
Yeah, like I said, it was a great event, but it was kind of, like I said, it was kind of too crowded to really get anything accomplished. So, you know, we saw what we saw and we went up and down every aisle trying to, you know, find stuff, and it is what it is, you know. Like I said, kudos to them for being too busy to even give us a chance to get in there and get anything accomplished. You know, so that's good news for them for sure.
Well, yeah, you know, we didn't want to stand in the way of a sale, you know.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here. Not only for the Wrestle Horror Podcast, but also the Big Scary Show. We are here at the Oddities and Curiosities Expo, Columbus, Ohio, in the Bricker Building. And we've got the organizer of this event, Michelle. Michelle, the turnout has been fabulous.
Yes, it's been a really, really great day. It's good
very
to be
busy,
back.
Yeah.
Good to be back here.
It was a lot busier than we expected it. That's a
me
good
too, thing. Me too. I knew it was going to be good, but I think because we haven't been here since 2019, I think that's why it's such a great turnout today. So, yeah.
I know the vendors have got to be happy. Like we were saying off air, they're so busy they can't talk to us.
Right? Yeah, it's a good problem. Good problem.
Yes, it is. I will never begrudge a vendor that problem. Yeah. We can talk to them at other times, but sure. Oh my gosh, you've got a little bit of everything. From all over the world. We saw a giraffe head.
Yeah. We try to have something kind of like weird and creepy for everyone. So it's not just for oddities collectors specifically. You can find like a spooky sticker or a Halloween print, stuff like that. So I think it's important to have something kind of creepy for everyone.
And all over the world, like I said, we did get one interview with a young lady at the Nepal Bazaar.
Oh, yeah,
in the
yeah.
And you know, all the way from Nepal, authentic.
Yeah.
Masks and
zoom bowls. Yes, yeah. I love their booths. It's really, really neat stuff for sure.
Yeah, my wife bought a singing bowl and now she just got to learn how to use
it. Right.
So let's ask Michelle the question. But first, you obviously got a big fan of horror.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I love horror Halloween.
Very cool. That's why you're doing.
Yeah, right? Of course. Yeah, I like weird stuff. So
that's what we like. We got out of the car and walked in. We were like, "Hey, our people!"
Yeah.
So what's your favorite genre?
I don't know. It's really hard to say. I honestly like don't watch a lot of movies.
Okay.
I love the. I would say I guess like the art of horror. As far as like. I don't watch a lot of TV, I'm going to be honest. I'm, like, way too busy for that. But I love, like, gore and stuff, I would say. Just, like, the weirder, the better to me. Yeah.
Well, Donnie's got a question that'll probably be right up your alley.
Okay.
And we do this to every guest we talk to on the show. There's no right or wrong answer. So it's entirely subjective.
Okay.
Donnie?
I'll say it's just a question we do for fun. We just like to get inside the minds of our guests to see if they're as twisted as we are.
All right.
So the question is, you are the main serial killer in your own horror film. What is your go-to kill?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard.
There's so many.
Like, yeah. God, I don't know. I want to do something like real sneaky and like weird. I can't, like on the spot. I don't know. Maybe I would like poison people. I would just like poison people. Or I would just, stab them.
Poison them.
I'll just stab them, yeah. Like they're poisoning and I'm like, right? So I don't know. My God, that's a hard question to ask somebody. It's just like you spray it on people.
We're gonna listen, we'll think about it, you'll get back to us.
No, and then I'm like,
shit,
I just thought of the best way to kill somebody. Yeah.
So tell people where they can find out more about the expo, where it's gonna be next, because I know we've got listeners all over the country, and I'm sure a lot of them would love to attend this expo.
So our website, Oddities and Curiosities Expo, has everything you could possibly need. It has our full rest of the year. Tickets available for all of the shows and the classes. Everything is on the website, so go there.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us for two podcasts, not just one.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it.
Sure. For myself, Donnie, and Michelle, we are the Wrestle Horror Podcast and Big Scary Show. And we're out.
See you guys.
Drew also told me to tell you he's so horrible.
I love Drew. He's so great. He always comes to our Charlotte show every year.
Well, thank you.
I know you're busy. No, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it.
I'm happy for all the vendors that were there.
Oh yeah.
Especially the ones that respectfully turned us down.
Right. Yep. We understand. No worries.
We understand. And you know, you're making bank and that's more important. We get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So cool.
So I'll say, as it got me thinking, you know, what kind of oddities and curiosities wrestling show could we create and present to them? You know what I mean? Have like a taxidermy, like get that giraffe neck and hollow it out and put somebody in it. Like have a taxidermy giraffe versus a skull, like a bull skull or some shit. I don't know.
Room in there to put your ring up.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing. When we got to the section where the stage was for like the talent show and the cosplay thing and all that, and it was our area where we were with the Kids and Teens Expo, I was like, I got kind of emotional a little bit. I was like, it's our spot. It's like, they're in our spot. But it was awesome to be back in there again. Like, you know, just because it did actually bring back memories. Like, this was here and the ring was right there. And yeah, and it's brought back all the memories. So, you know, but yeah, it was funny. It's like, they're in our spot.
Yeah, but we got a better spot.
Yeah. Actually, we didn't downgrade, that's for sure.
So I think we're done babbling.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'd say we got it, you know, got everything. I will give information for people to reach out and find more information on oddities and curiosities and do that.
Yeah, definitely. We can put a link up in the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have time, I might even stick it here on the video.
There you go.
A lot to do tonight. Thank you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're busy. You got your plate full. I got all my work done and out of the way early. So I'm good the rest of the night. But yeah, like oddities and curiosities expo.com is where you can go. And yeah, I'm sure if you typed in that on their Facebook or on social media, it'd be on all of them. But we'll get the links up in the video and in the podcast links, the show notes and all that. So we'll get all that for you.
Yeah, definitely. And next show is going to be May 21st in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So any of you listeners that had her up in that area, go see it if you get a chance. I mean, there's some really cool stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, for Donnie Hoover, I'm Meat Hook Jim. And we're going to go do stuff.
All right. See you guys.